This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Righto, kick it in the guts, Trev.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is the program called Made in New Zealand, and today it's my pleasure to be chatting with New Zealand comedian Joe Gaynon, who's partway through his final nationwide tour to finish out 2023 before bidding farewell to his home country in early 2024. The See You Soon tour promises an unforgettable comedy experience, and you can see Joe at Napier's iconic Cabana Hotel on Wednesday, the 29th of November. Joe, welcome to Made in New Zealand.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and I love that intro. I'm going to record that and play it at my house every time someone walks in.
Joe, if you wouldn't mind, we're going to talk about that, what you've been doing, but take us on a journey, if you wouldn't mind, your journey into comedy. Where did it all start for you?
Yeah, so I was about 21 years old, so I'm 28 now, so yeah, this was a good 7 years ago. I was nearing the end of degree in property development and was working in property development, just doing an internship. So I was, you know, doing kind of the university corporate thing that you sort of get told is what you need to be doing, and I just realized that it wasn't really for me, and so I kind of went through this big realization and realized that I had to kind of look for what I actually think I would be at, you know, passionate about, what I'd be into. So went and made a list of all the things I wanted to try. Stand-up comedy was one of them. Went and signed up to my first open mic, did it, and then honestly it just it hasn't stopped sort of, you know, being full on the go since.
If I might be flippant, I must say comedy looks easy. I bet it's not. Do you have to be a natural? Is it a trade that you can actually learn?
Absolutely, and to be honest, like the bigger comedians, if you kind of listen to them talk about their story, a lot of them that, you know, they didn't start off great, they didn't take to it naturally. It's a craft that does take a long time to really develop in, and I'm 7 years in, and that's considerably short for that's still quite young in a comedian's career. So they kind of say you're don't expect to get anywhere until you're about 10 years in. So I'm still sort of going off of that, but it is a really, really difficult craft to get better at, but it's also super rewarding.
But you have bucked that trend, haven't you? Because, I mean, you've worked with some big names. You created, wrote, directed, and starred in the Comedy Central UK series Bouncers, which earned you a nomination for Television's Personality of the Year. Well, that's no mean feat, is it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm super blessed and appreciate you saying that. And yeah, I'm super blessed that, I've been so lucky to have some awesome opportunities so young into my career, for sure. But then in saying that, like, if I'm completely honest, from the start of my career, literally from day one, like, I did, you know, really push hard to turn it into a career, because I think it's very easy for, With stand-up comedy, you know, you can go do gigs and, you know, you'll feel really good because you'll get a good reception from the crowd, and you can kind of just stay on the same circle, and it's easy to stay in your comfort zone. With me, I recognized that quite early, that's what was quite easy to do, and I just really pushed myself to, you know, try and go do stand-up in cities I hadn't been to. You know, I would hop on the intercity bus and I'd go down to places like Palmy. I'm from Wellington originally, but I'd catch the bus down to Wellington from Auckland. So I was just always really pushing myself, even early on in my career. And so that's why I've been so lucky to get some awesome opportunities, you know, so soon in, I guess.
Yeah. But what's the fear factor like, Joe? I mean, when you get up on stage, there's nowhere to hide, is there, when you're a comedian?
Yeah, there really isn't. It's really funny, you know, we'll work at theatres at times, and you know, these really big rooms, and they'll always ask when we do the tech check, what do you need, and it's so funny always just telling them literally just a mic and just make sure the lights are on. So there's really, you kind of have nothing else to lean on other than just yourself and, you know, your work and your presence in the moment. So it can be daunting at times, but I think you just do it so much, you get into sort of your own personal process of how you kind of get into the zone, and I've been real lucky to find that doing it. So I just kind of stick to that, and then I'm usually sweet.
Yeah. What's the hardest thing about being a comedian, Joe?
I would say that's a really good question. I think I have always said I don't think it's a craft that's like kind to you over the years, because you know you're up late and you're doing late nights. I don't drink personally, but mm-hmm. I know for a lot of comedians that like, they do drink, and you're doing gigs and bars and places where the drinks are free, and it's a lot of traveling, a lot of touring. So I think over a long period of time that can really take a toll on you. I've been really lucky that I've been able to find a balance in my career. I probably evenly balance working in television and film with stand-up, so I've been quite lucky that it's not full just stand-up, because I always just thought if it was just stand-up, that would be pretty exhausting and tough like for my family and stuff. So I would say that is the hardest thing, even though I probably get a way better experience of it. Even still, I find that hard. So
yeah,
probably that.
Is the Joe that we see on stage or on screen, is that a reflection of the offstage Joe? Or are you completely two different personas?
It's funny, yeah. Probably, it's really interesting with me, because I would say, with me, it's less of a persona and more, I do have two sides of me. So when I'm really comfortable and feeling really confident, then I am quite outgoing and, you know, with you, and I do feel more open. And stand-up really brings that out of me. But then I also do have quite an introverted side, and I'm not shy by any means or awkward, but I just like keeping to myself, and like, I'm actually quite reserved, which I think shocks a lot of people when they meet me. So it's just more two sides of myself, and one is, you know, one that comes out when I'm performing, and then the other one is you're more likely to see if you like know me on a personal level. So yeah, it's just kind of whichever mood I'm in, really.
Yeah. Now, regardless of how you look at it, that UK series bounces, that's pretty big in anyone's book. I mean, how do you come down from that, and where do you go from there?
Yeah, it's been such an interesting experience, and you know, I was so blessed to even be commissioned by such a huge global brand like Comedy Central, let alone the opportunities that came afterwards. Like, I was able to get signed to a manager in the United States for it, and after the series came out, you know, I was getting flown over there for meetings and for work and stuff, and that's been such a, you know, a whirlwind kind of experience that I only dreamed of when I've had first started. So doing the series was amazing, and I had to wear a lot of hats, but it was the best training ground. You know, the product itself, it was different to what I had envisioned, but in saying that, I was so blessed to just be able to develop my skills on something like that, you know, put my face to it and my name on it. And, you know, it's an opportunity that so many people would die for, and I was so lucky to get it so young again. So, yeah, really grateful.
Now, you're very well known. One could even say you're famous, Joe, but you've got a huge following across social media. How does that feel? Does that make you feel good? Is it good to be recognized wherever you go?
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you put so much time, because I ultimately love what I do. Like, it's my genuine passion, and I was doing it when I was getting no money from it and had no career in it, just because I loved it. So to have that validation of it is amazing, and then to have the public's validation of it is just an added bonus. And I'm still kind of tussling with it, even though I've probably been in the public eye for maybe like, I'd probably say 4 years now. I'm still getting used to it, but you know, it's one of those things that I try not to complain about it too much, because it has afforded me so many amazing opportunities that, you know, have been life changing. And even just today, I got a store asked me to come and shop in their store, and they gave me some free clothes to wear to an event. And you know, like, even and the economy we're in now, and the fact that I get to do stuff like that, like, I'll never not be grateful for, you know, what kind of things it opens me up to. So yeah, man, I can't really complain.
Yeah, no, exactly. I wonder, Joe, I mean, can you make it in New Zealand? I mean, you know, you were brave enough to step outside of our small pond, or do you have to go overseas onto the world stage to actually, you know, find your way in life and be something as big as what you are now?
That's such a great question. So my answer is you absolutely can make it in New Zealand in the sense that, you know, I was able to get some, you know, like a fair bit of overseas attention, and I just performed at Sydney Opera House 2 days ago for Australian television, and getting flown over to America, mm-hmm. you know, doing the Comedy Central UK series, and I did that all whilst being based in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I did so much just being based at home, but that's why I guess I've decided to spread my wings and, you know, see what happens if I kind of put there and physically place myself in some of these places. And I, to be honest, I have no plan whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured just with the amount of work I've done and the people I've been lucky to meet, that, you know, putting myself in front of them and just kind of seeing what happens, I really trust in myself that something great can happen. I have no idea what it will be, but I do think it can be something awesome. I just don't know what that is yet.
Now, you've been out there on the world stage. Do you find that humour is the same across the world, or is it harder to get Kiwis to laugh than what it is to get, say, English people or American people to laugh? Do we laugh at different things?
Okay, so here's the thing, is a lot of people won't realise here, but New Zealand are considered to have arguably the worst comedy crowds in the world.
Yeah.
And a lot of like big comedians have said so, and a lot of you know, a lot of people that have experience in the industry, you know, that's kind of the general consensus. Like comedians hate coming to New Zealand.
Mm.
Comedians that aren't from here hate coming to New Zealand, and it's just because it's hard to even get Kiwis to express themselves, let alone laugh.
Yes.
And laughter is like a very intimate expression. And so for us, you know, when it comes to a lot of these comedians, we don't give them the reaction that they're used to when it comes to performing. And so, you know, with that, a lot of them really struggle when they come here. But then as a Kiwi, when you're developing here and growing here, you become so accustomed to that when you do go overseas, it does feel a lot easier. And mm-hmm. it is, to be honest, a lot easier. It's easier to make people laugh in Australia. It's easier to make people laugh in America. But I wouldn't have wanted it, to be honest.
Good school of hard knocks, eh? So learn it the hard way, and life's a bit easier when you get over there.
That's us here, yeah, totally. So, yeah, it actually is the best place to grow as a comedian, I reckon.
I wonder when you reflect on your career, Joe, and you know, you've been doing it for 7 years, and you've got a long road ahead of you, no doubt. Has there been a standout moment which says, "Whew, I'm so glad I'm doing this"?
Yeah, I reckon a big standout moment for me might have been. So I filmed this series for Three last year called Get the Name Right,
mm-hmm.
and they flew me to Europe. And I think that was just, like, quite surreal getting flown over, because we spent most of our time in the Netherlands.
Yes.
And so I had a couple of days off in Amsterdam, and, you know, they gave me, like, per diems, which is, like, money that I could spend like, on food and stuff. And, you know, I was getting paid to, like, be there for the show. And
yeah.
I think just all of those things all together, the fact that I was getting, you know, working, but then also still got time to relax, and I was overseas, and just all of these things all together, I just remember being over there and just thinking to myself, like, this is so amazing that this is what my life has come to, and that this is what comedy has unlocked for me. And
yeah.
Again, like, none of that has ever lost on me, like how lucky I am to be able to do those things. Yeah, I've worked my ass off to get it, but you still have to have so much luck to even for that to be possible. So that would have to be one of them for sure.
Do you ever wake up and pinch yourself and say, is this just a dream?
Oh, yeah. It's real funny. I have to remind myself a lot, because obviously you get so caught up in life and your career, and you get caught up on the next thing. But sometimes I do sit back and I reflect a lot, and I think about, wow, this is the stuff I'm doing now is exactly what I dreamed about, you know, when I started my career and even when I was younger. And that's always such a good feeling when I get time to do that and really think on it. And it does always feel good.
So are you living the dream, Joe, or is that yet to happen though?
I think I'll say yet to happen. I think I'll say yet to happen. But I do also think it's very close.
And I wonder when if you could give some advice perhaps to someone who's either listening to this or has seen you and say, geez, I wouldn't mind doing that, what bit of advice might you give to an up-and-comer and say, well, you know, this is what I suggest that you do?
I would say, okay, so I would say for anybody, if they're specifically looking at getting into comedy, I would say you're funniest when you're at your most relaxed. So a lot of people will come to me and they'll ask, like, you know, what's funny, like, what makes people laugh? Or they'll be like, oh, I've been thinking of these jokes, and they'll try pitch the jokes to me.
Yeah.
But in everyday conversation, when you're trying to be funny, you don't try, like, pitch jokes, or you don't try and pitch if you're funny. You just talk, and your natural, you know, wit and your natural humor, that's what makes you funny. And so that's the advice I'd give to people is, you know, just lean on that. Don't try and come into stand-up and be stand-up, because what makes you funny in stand-up is you. So just be you.
Yeah. Now, you are a successful young man. I wonder, what does the future hold for you, Joe, do you think?
I'm really not too sure. It's one of those things where, you know, I'm stamping my foot and saying that I'm going overseas, and I'm really putting that intention out there, and I'm going to Australia and America to chase, you know, the bigger opportunities. And whilst it's a scary prospect, and I think a lot of people have said, like, just do it quietly so that, you know, if nothing works out, then you can just come back. Whereas I'm just like, nah, I'm putting it out there that this is what I want to do. I have no idea what that means, but I'm not afraid to say my intention and then just, you know, actually chase it. So that's kind of what's next, really.
Yeah, I have no doubt we will see your name in very big lights, Joe. Now, the See You Soon tour, you're coming to Napier's iconic Cabana Hotel on Wednesday, the 29th of November. What can we expect to hear the best of?
It'll probably be a little bit more intimate. It's a lot more stories, a lot more stuff about my life, kind of what's led there. And then, yeah, just a lot of my best stuff from over the years. So it's a good mixture. There'll be a bit of working with the crowd. It's really, because for a lot of my audience, they've never been to stand-up, it's, I guess, me just trying to give, you know, an all-rounded introduction to the stand-up experience for most people, because, you know, because I know not everybody's been able to go to it yet, so that's really what it'll be.
Good on, Joe. It's been my pleasure to talk with you on this Made in New Zealand. I wish you well for the tour, and I look forward to talking to you again sometime in the very near future.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.